This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here this afternoon as we cover topics of interest around Douglas County. Recently announced campaign of Republican Monique Despain running for Congress in the 4th District, and she joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. I've been looking forward to talking with your audience today.
So first of all, talk about your career background, what you've done in your life so far.
I thought we were going to start with why I'm running for Congress, but it's because of my background. I have served in the military for several years, for 30 years, in all kinds of statuses, active duty, National Guard, and reserves. So my unique military background has just been woven into the last 30 years of my life. I have twin boys who are the light of my life. They're 25, and they're one of the main reasons I'm doing this run for Congress. And so I've lived in Oregon, in Eugene, for almost 30 years. I actually moved to Oregon to go to law school in 95. I was on active duty in the Air Force after college. I went to the University of Utah, and I got off of active duty to go to law school in Oregon, Willamette University, and have remained in Oregon ever since, settling in South Eugene.
And talk about, as you retired from the military, how long ago was that?
At the end of 2019. And so I wasn't on active duty at that time, but I was doing a lot of work in the Oregon Air National Guard in a leadership position, where I was fortunate to be able to telecommute work that I did out of the Pentagon and the Bureau in D.C. So I was very actively involved while having a civilian career, as well as an attorney, corporate counsel in a few different organizations, private practice. So here I am.
And what rank did you retire with?
Full colonel at the end of 2019. Yes, lost my train of thought there. I retired at the end of 2019 after that 30 years. And as we all remember, that was just the very beginning of COVID kicking off. And I, at that time, Eugene was pretty much locked down. And in my frustration, I tried to find a way that I could make some difference in the community. And that's when I started getting involved in local politics in Lane County.
So what kinds of things did you do getting involved politically?
I tried to help candidates, good candidates, win, from state representatives to school board candidates, and just also testified before our city council and commissioners on issues important to the community, like the natural gas bans that you may have heard about that the city of Eugene was trying to ban. So that was a nonpartisan issue. It was not just Republicans. I mean, the whole 70% of the community was against that. We had a recall of a city councilor, Claire Syrett, who just we're just seeing this in government at all levels, where elected officials just completely ignore the constituents. And Claire Syrett, city council president, was actually recalled for ignoring the people of Eugene who objected to the transportation plan that they were rolling out. And then again, the natural gas bans was another example. So that's what I've been doing just as a volunteer in my personal time. And then I've been working for Kevin Mannix at his law firm that he's had for 36 years. And he also is a politician. Over the years, you've probably heard of him. He was the father of Measure 11 that really improved the situation for victims of crime. And I also have worked at his nonprofit that he founded about 14 years ago, called Common Sense for Oregon. And you and your listeners may have heard of the lawsuit that we filed against Governor Kate Brown when she was releasing convicted felons by the batch from prison before they finished their duly earned convictions. Do you remember that?
Right. We covered that story.
Yes, that was, thank you. Well, that was our work. I think we raised awareness of, again, we still have the position that Governor Brown was breaking the law and abusing her clemency power, but we had some success ultimately, though the Court of Appeals decided otherwise. The three judges were all appointed by Kate Brown. But those are the kinds of fights I've been involved with.
So fast forward to now, after helping and being involved in all the areas you just mentioned, why did you decide to run for Congress?
Well, I really see through the work and experiences I just described that we have a very clear and urgent need in Oregon, and specifically CD4 and Douglas County, and I'm uniquely qualified to meet that need. The number one qualification is that I'm an outsider. I'm not a career politician. And I think most of us are fed up with the career politicians. They're just not accomplishing what we need them to accomplish. The fact that I'm a retired Air Force colonel, too, qualifies me. I understand national security. As a senior lawyer in the Air Force, I was in the room with the four-star generals talking about national security. It's a real threat. And we need to take it seriously, and I don't think the current administration is. And it scares me, and it concerns me for my children and your children, too. And finally, as an attorney, I'm an advocate of the law, and my career has demonstrated that. But the fact that I'm a mother, too, is really what has given me the fire in my belly to step up and do what I can to secure that seat in Congress. We have that slight majority there, and I want to do what I can to keep that.
So why did you pick the congressional seat to run for versus something in Lane County?
I don't think I could get elected in local office now. I think that the CD4 is a broader representation of America, of Oregon. I live in South Eugene, and the state rep position, I think that's Paul Holvey. He's a union guy, and I'm not. I'm for the people of the United States and Oregon. That national job is more suited to me with my background, especially the national security thing, because I feel that just about everything that we are experiencing in Eugene, in Roseburg, across Oregon, is in large part due to the open border that is fueling the crime, the homelessness, the drug addiction. All those factors are through the roof. It's crushing our economy. And so because we have the lead, because we have such a vulnerable Democrat in Val Hoyle, I really am confident we can win.
Now, the seat, though, hasn't been held by a Republican in decades. How do you win in a district that is tends to lean more Democrat?
The issues I focus on, have been focusing on in my work, and I will continue to focus on, are nonpartisan issues. And I'm out and about in this community. I have been for years, but sort of turbocharged lately since I've been working with Kevin Mannix on public safety. I talk to our district attorneys, to our sheriffs, and the people who are the business owners and the victims of crime. And, you know, we don't even talk about party affiliation in these conversations. People are desperate for change. And what I have to say about the last 40 years is the evidence speaks for itself. It's time for a change.
We're going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Monique Despain, Republican candidate for Congress in the 4th District. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4. No program tomorrow, of course, due to the holiday. We'll have specials on from CBS News Radio and Fox News Radio to fill our local segments. On Friday, we have got a pre-rivalry game program. Joey Kieran will talk to Jerry Allen of the Oregon Ducks and some other guests as well as we get ready for what could be the final Duck Beaver game, at least for the foreseeable future. Monique Despain on with us, Republican candidate for Congress from Eugene right now. You're obviously very known in Eugene, also have spent decades there. Talk about the rest of the district. How much time have you had to get around and check out the rest of CD4?
Well, I am a veteran. I've been down to Roseburg. I know the VA down there. And over the years, of course, I've traveled around and enjoyed the coast. But one thing I'm really excited about with this campaign, we've got a long runway. I will hit every community in CD4. In fact, I'm scheduled to come down in January. I can't remember which Saturday to speak to the Douglas County Republicans. I'll come down and speak with law enforcement to confirm the stories that I've been hearing for years that are rarely reported in the news about the drug trafficking and human trafficking that Douglas County residents are dealing with. I think it's going to be fun to go to all these neighborhoods and cities along the coast, you know, not as a tourist anymore, but to really dig in and talk about the issues. And I was just out in Florence, even before I announced, for Veterans Day. I spoke at Tusla High School at one of the best Veterans Day celebrations experienced, where the kids were brought in, about 70 veterans came in for breakfast and lunch, and we spoke about the value of service. So I'm just going to continue to do that. I'll be booked every week all through the year.
And as you're out around the area, you've got to be at the same time, though, thinking about what it would be like to be a member of Congress. Are there particular committee assignments that you'd be most interested in?
Well, as I've been out and about already starting, I feel like I'm already involved in constituent services, which is huge and important. It's work that I love to do anyway. I feel like I've been doing veteran constituent service for my whole career as a JAG officer. That's part of my function, was to render legal services to veterans. And then as an attorney in Lane County, I've been a member of the Lane Veterans Legal Clinic. Then at the committees, I'm really very serious about my commitment to a secure border. So whatever committee is dealing with that, I hope many of them are dealing with that urgent, exigent problem. But I haven't, wherever I will best serve the people will be the committees that I'm targeting. Certainly won't be the ones that Val Hoyle is on in terms of transportation would be good. I'd like to be on that one. She's on that one, but she's also on like the progressives committee. I want to get on the committees where I can focus on bringing improvements to Oregon, the forestry issues, the natural resources that are not being managed well here. I want to have a seat at that table. Transportation, getting the transportation from all through CD4 resolved so that we can improve our economy and bring it back to the prosperity that it needs to be.
You mentioned your work with JAG. What's it like to be, this is like an aside question, what's it like to be an attorney in a military setting? I'm guessing it's different than television.
Well, I was a sharpshooter and qualified, and I am a concealed carry card holder, but we did not pack a weapon in the office like they showed in on that show, JAG. the Air Force, I like to call it the softer, gentler Air Force, but in some ways it's very corporate compared to some of the other services. But as I told those high school students, there are so many ways to serve in the military. And there's just every job that we have in the civilian sector, we have in the military, aircraft mechanics and cooks and lawyers and pilots. So I felt like, you know, I was telling this group of kids, like, you know, not everybody's a war fighter, but we all support the war fighter. That is the mission. And I understand a focused mission from all of my years in the Air Force, you know, the planning and execution and hitting the target. And I plan to take that. Just, it's in my blood. I'll take that to Congress. But also we had, as like I mentioned, serving veterans. Anyone in the military can come into a legal office. It's not the primary function of the legal office, but we always take time to, of course, prepare families of deployed people and the deploying airmen themselves, preparing them for their deployments, just the whole spectrum, and then advising commanders on the whole spectrum of legal issues, from contracts, the contractor contracts with DOD. And then I progressed through the ranks. I was in a leadership position where I was very much involved in policy making in the JAG Corps, and then in the wing. I was at the 142nd Fighter Wing in Portland for many years. And another thing, too, you know, literally, I was assigned at Pacific Air Forces in Hawaii, and lawyers, JAGs are involved with developing the rules of engagement in battle. There are battle positions for lawyers. And in that environment, in the exercises I've been involved with, I cannot stress enough how China is a real threat. Our military leaders know it. I don't know why perhaps the message from our military leaders is not getting to the executive branch, but I understand it, and I know it, and I want to take that background to Congress to represent Oregonians.
In your travels, have you had the opportunity to watch Congress operate in session?
Pardon? The first part of your question dropped. Sorry.
Have you been able to, if you're back in Washington, D.C., have you been able to actually see Congress in session and sit in the gallery and watch them operate?
I have. I've been to D.C. many times. I spent the summer on a project at the Pentagon. I've had the tours. I know what it's like to get into the Capitol, and I've been on the floor there. In fact, I have visualized the seat that I'm going to sit in when I get there.
Now, as you look ahead over the next year, you're going to be very, very busy. You talked about traveling around the campaign. What kind of support or reaction have you seen to the announcement of your campaign in the past week or so?
I have been just pleasantly surprised by the warm reception from the media, people like you. Thank you. I was on Lars Larson last week. He's great. I mean, his show and Bill London's show have influenced me over the last few years to know these issues. We have to address them. Why aren't our elected officials addressing them? So news coverage. I really feel like that was a blessing, and it's motivating me and the people of Lane County, the Republicans that I've met with. I feel like everyone's behind me.
Now, as people are maybe not necessarily focused on politics ahead of the Thanksgiving Day holiday tomorrow, but when they come back to it and want to take a look at your campaign, some of your ideas, talk about some of your different platforms briefly where people can find out information about you.
Well, thank you, because I didn't want to forget to tell everybody about my website. It's live, MoniqueForCongress.com, and we're on Twitter and Facebook. You can find all those links there. And that is going to be a work in progress where I will report back to the people on how things are going during my campaign. And that's the challenge for me. I used to be one of those people that didn't pay attention to politics until it was time to vote. And so that is my challenge, to get out there and meet as many people as I can and ask all my supporters to spread the word, too. We have a real opportunity here to secure that seat in Congress.
All right, out of time for today. We'll talk again in the future. Monique Despain, Republican candidate for Congress in the 4th Congressional District. Thanks for being on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.